This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome back to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside the cozy confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's the second half of our Twin Bill Max and Lady Max basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, live streaming and podcast there. Also, streaming video and WOGO play-by-play audio via Max TV, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. If you're just joining us, you missed a very entertaining game between the McDonald Max boys and the Ladysmith Lumberjacks, 52-43. The final score as Adam Schilling's squad moves to 5-2 on the season. Now it'll be the St. Croix Central Panthers from the Middle Border Conference, 5-5 on the season, 1-3. And tied for fifth in their conference against your 10-0 McDonald Central Lady Max. They are 5-0, tied with Fall Creek for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald has won 17 in a row, trying to stay unblemished here at home. And again, they will have two straight games here today against St. Croix Central. Then we'll take on a tough Athens team tomorrow here on WOGO Sports as well. And Mark Maloney, we welcome you back in. We really didn't go anywhere, but right back to more action, and we can only hope for a game as entertaining as what we just saw in the first half of this doubleheader.
Yes, and you know, and I tell you what, this McDonald girls team, I came up and watched them play just before break, and they played against the Cadott, and they just dominated against Cadott, and then came back and I watched them against Stanley Boyd on that Friday night before Christmas, and they dominated Stanley Boyd, and it was just an opportunity for the girls to get a lot of reps in and some young kids out there. But hopefully you know, the St. Croix Central team, again, this is a tournament play here, not knocking anything from those conference teams, but they're just young and developing teams yet, and this McDonald team is just so experienced. It's fun to watch these girls.
McDonald put up 89 points in their last game against Stanley Boyd, 89-14 the final score, and in that game you mentioned against Cadott, 93-34 the final score. Warm-ups have begun. We will step out and take a quick 2-minute break, and we'll be back with our interview with head coach Don Cooper, and we'll continue to break things down. It's the Panthers and the Lady Max here on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, second game of our doubleheader here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. It's the Lady Max against St. Croix Central here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, 10-0 on the season so far. Where do you say we can still get better?
Well, having quality teams here at this tournament will certainly help us play better. So both teams are very good. Athens is great, and so is St. Croix Central. So,
Coach, when we looked at you guys last time playing on Alaska Division II team, and you mentioned, hey, when we're playing a team that's bigger than us, stronger, faster, it helps us. It only makes us better, and I would assume the same thing with Central today.
Absolutely, and they're bigger and stronger, and so and same with this Athens group. So, again, it's going to be a challenge these next two games.
Coach, a lot of different things you're doing well, obviously, with the record, what it is. It seems like getting to the line and making good on those opportunities has certainly been one of the key points, along, of course, with that stifling defense.
Well, again, I attribute it to our seniors who have basically bought into what we're doing and basically, you know, played with each other for a long time, had that experience, and so it's been a pleasure to coach them this year.
Coach, this has probably been a recurring theme all throughout the season, but the way those seniors interact with the youngsters, in a lot of cases probably giving up some minutes that they would get on a lot of other teams, but, I mean, that's a mark of a true team chemistry when they're unselfish enough to say whatever makes us win.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why I'm very proud of these seniors and the way that they're buying in and the way that they're basically bringing on the younger kids. So my hat's off to them and making us a good team.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right. Thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper, it's the second half of our doubleheader. We'll have doubleheaders 2 days in a row. It's the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There right we go.
The glass, Garrett, and a foul of Hoopenhorn for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Storff.
Oh, he scored! Gus Storff! Found an opening!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports from the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Sam Aberle, our producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew about 25 feet to our right for those who would like to watch and listen to tonight's game. Again, your McDonald Central Lady Max 10-0 Division 4 team, ranked number 2 in the state. At last check against the Division III St. Croix Central Panthers 5-5. It's the Middle Border Conference for the Panthers and the Western Clover Belt for the Max. And as we continue to look things over as we inch it down toward game time here, Mark Maloney, again, you can't do any better than 10-0. But as Coach Cooper said, there's certainly things that they can do to improve. And especially when you look at the melding of the seniors and the freshmen, as they continue to gel together, this team is going to get even scarier.
Yes. You know, there's you know, some of those freshmen that come out there right away. You got LMA Cooper. You have
Ann Siegenthaler, who will be starting
Ann
tonight.
Ruff,
yeah.
Or Ann Siegenthaler, you're right. Those are some freshmen that are getting some quality minutes out there. And they're contributors. You know, you wouldn't think, you know, they think they'd be coming off, you know, later on in the game. But these guys are right out there right away, and they're very athletic freshmen there. And, again, them seniors, as good as they are, they just kind of mentor them right in. And you can't help but just falling in the groove there with that good of experience from the McDonald girls.
Speaking of those seniors, one who has been playing phenomenally well, I mean, and again, it almost becomes a matter of course with Emily Cooper.
Yes.
Averaging 20 points per game, 6.2 rebounds, 7.5 assists. But Aubrey Dorn has absolutely just been a monster down low for McDonald and passes the ball so well. I mean, again, I don't think I'm going out on a limb at all when I say Aubrey's probably going to get a triple-double at some point this season, as your center probably going to, when you look at some of the numbers that she's put up. Again, in that 89-14 drubbing of Stanley Boyd, 21 points for Aubrey, 10 of 15 from the field, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 8 steals in that game, and did not turn the ball over. So I'm just going to go out there and say that, and not going very far out there, but I think Aubrey's going to get a triple-double. But I think Miss Emily Cooper is not only going to get a triple-double, I think at some point this season, Emily Cooper is going to record a quadruple-double because her senior season has just hit a whole nother level.
Well, I, you know, Caleb, you've lost a little bit of weight, so I think you can go pretty far out on that limb.
Yeah,
so, and I think it's pretty safe to say that Aubrey would come up with that. So, and again, she's just such an athletic person that is not afraid to get in there and mix it up in the paint. She'll take on anybody. She's a very talented young lady. And again, with the people she has behind her, it's scary.
Emily Cooper in that game over Stanley Boyd again, 89-14. They were up 53-4 at the half. Emily had 17 points, 8 of 16 from the field. Maybe a little bit of an off game from 3, just 1 of 5 for her, but still had 6 rebounds, 10 assists, and 4 steals. Emily's hit 33 from long range, shooting 45% from beyond the arc. Little sister, freshman LMA Cooper, 12 points on 6 of 10 shooting in that game, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Another one of these seniors who's really been playing well in recent games has been Izzy Hartman, 11
yes.
points, 5 of 7 from the field, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. How about young Miss Claire Ruff with 11 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals in that game over Stanley Boyd? And Siegenthaler had 9 points, 7 boards. Katie Ruff didn't score in that game but had 6 rebounds. Again, McDonald shot 54% from the field, 3 of 14 from 3, 21%. That's a little rare for them, not a great percentage, but they didn't really need it in that game. Only 2 of 4 from the foul line, but had 51 rebounds and 34 assists on 42 field goals. Only turned the ball over 7 times against Stanley Boyd. And no, this is not a typo, 32 steals in
yeah.
that game.
Oh, yeah. It was an amazing game. And again, Izzy Hartman is just fun to watch. She's got that Euro step down to
yes.
perfection. She puts some great
full
moves.
Speed.
Yes. So she's always fun to watch. And she's in there battling the whole time. If they're trying to cover Aubrey in the paint, and Izzy just kind of eats them up also.
Last time out for the St. Croix Central Panthers, a road loss to conference opponent Altoona, 55-25. They only scored 8 points in the second half to the Panthers. They were 9 of 43 from the field, 21%, 67%, 4 of 6 from the foul line. But just like McDonald, only 3 of 14 from the three-point arc. 21%, only 5 assists in that game, 24 turnovers, 7 steals and 8 fouls. Again, against a very good Altoona team. This is a big St. Croix Central roster that boasts 3 6-footers, so that is going to be an interesting battle for Aubrey Dorn, Katie Ruff, and others down low. Let's take a 2.5-minute break as we get closer to game time. It's the McDonald Central Lady Macs against the St. Croix Central Panthers. Back in 2.5 as we continue to break things down and give you those Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Ahead in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Sports. Quick stat comparison. McDonald averaging 71.9 points per game. St. Croix Central 42.8. Max giving up 39.3 per game. Defensively, St. Croix Central giving up 44.2. McDonald shoots 45% from the field, 34% from downtown, and 69% from the foul line, 35% from the field, 54% from the free throw line, and 21% from three for the St. Croix Central Panthers. One of the big things that really pops out for McDonald, 19.5 steals per game, and St. Croix Central 20.1 turnovers per game. McDonald also almost 23 assists per contest in their 10-0 start. That brings us to the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, what do the Lady Macs need to do to stay unblemished with their record and move to 11-0?
Well, I think they're just going to have to come out and start this game like they have just about every game they've been in, and that is just coming out with the foot on the gas pedal. And again, you talked about some experience, Caleb. St. Croix Central has 2 seniors on the roster. And you look at McDonald's roster, we have 7 seniors, and they're all excellent, experienced contributors. So I think, experience is going to be a factor here tonight. And again, just put your foot on the gas pedal, girls, and open it up right away. Let's not waste a lot of time.
Your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toyson Ford and Chippewa Falls starting lineups in 60 seconds here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. This is Lady Max Basketball.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
McDonald Lady Max basketball here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Watch and listen to tonight's contest between McDonald and St. Croix Central via Max TV as well. McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org. Click on live stream or just go to WOGO.com sports schedule. As you scroll down that page, you will be able to get the link as well. And check out the Chi High Hockey hype video from our friends at Orange Impression as well. They're not quite ready for starting lineup, so we'll step out and be back in 60 seconds with those starting lineups for the Panthers and the Lady Macs on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Lady Max basketball and WOGO Sports. WOGO Radio, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We're on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Sam Aberle, our producer, back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. Time now for the starting lineup for the St. Croix Central Panthers. They are under the coaching direction of Melanie Carley. And they will start. Number 13, Morgan Barker, 6-foot post player, a senior, averaging 4.9 points and 5.3 rebounds. Elsa Rubis, a 6'2" junior center, 13 points per game to lead the team, 11.5 rebounds, averages a double-double for number 14. Number 23, Emma Dellander, 5'9" forward, a junior, 1.9 points, 1.8 rebounds. Addison Kofall, 5'7" sophomore guard, number 24, averaging 4.5 points, 2.3 rebounds, 2.3 assists. And Lucy Mansell, a 5'6" senior guard, number 34, averaging 3.4 points and 2.0 rebounds, rounds out that starting five for the Panthers from the Middle Border Conference.
Did you have Emma Dellander as 22?
I did.
Okay. I thought you said 23, but...
Well, you never know. Maybe I had Jordan on the mind. Could be. Could be. Again, on the other side for your McDonald Central Lady Max, under 10th year head coach Don Cooper. They are 10-0 on the season. They have won 17 games in a row, dating back to last year in that Division 5 state championship. Number 0, Ann Siegenthaler, the 5'6" freshman forward, averaging 4.2 points, 2.4 rebounds, has a game high of 14 points. LMA Cooper, 5'6" freshman point guard, number 21, second on the team at 13.9 points per game, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and almost 3 steals per game. Emily Cooper, the senior leading scorer, reigning conference player of the year, 5'8", senior point guard number 22, one of the captains, averaging 20 points per game to lead the team, 6.2 rebounds, 7.5 assists to lead the team, and 4.2 steals just for good measure. Aubrey Dorn, the other captain, senior 6-foot center, number 23, averaging 12.5 points, 10.8 rebounds, a double-double, 3.8 assists, 3.7 steals, and 1.6 blocks. And rounding out the starting five, senior Izzy Hartman. Isabel Hartman, 5'7", senior guard number 31, is he almost 2 steals per game, 5.9 points per game, 3.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. A team or game high of 11 in 10 games of action so far this season. Royal blue, solid tops and bottoms for the St. Croix Central Panthers, solid white numerals and lettering, and white accents, tops of the tank, sides of the shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms with the solid royal blue numerals and lettering and the royal blue accents on the tanks and shorts. It'll be Aubrey Dorn at 6 foot jumping against Elsa Rubis at 6'2". That Bulldog logo at midcourt, and we are underway. Good to have you with us as Rubis wins the tap, and St. Croix Central D3 team against your D4 McDonald Central Lady Max. Panthers moving right to left here as we begin.
McDonald in man-to-man defense.
Driving down, Rubis goes over the top of Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn chases down the rebound, and a tie-up, and possession will go to McDonald. That was Morgan Barker, excuse me, with the miss. Barker at 6 foot, the senior. Rubis 6'2", the junior, and Aubrey Dorn will get to contend with both of them
yes.
at times here tonight. Senior point guard, Emily Cooper, leaves it for freshman guard Ella Mae Cooper, younger sister, left side. Aubrey Dorn back to Ella Mae up top.
They're doing a box and one on Emily,
which might be smart, but
yeah,
there's a lot of other players who can hurt you too on this McDonald roster. No score, 45 seconds in. Speaking of players who can hurt you, left corner pocket triple, Ella Mae Cooper. Pick your poison.
Yes.
Ella Mae Cooper knocks in the first basket for either team. 3-0 McDonald. Barker, left elbow, works it up top, Mansell, and
travel.
A travel called on Emma Dellender, the junior.
I think they got away with a travel prior to that, but makeup call.
McDonald leads 3-0 minute in here on their home floor, second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Emily Cooper, far side, rotates back to Ella Mae Cooper on the right wing. Ella Mae giving up a few inches to her defender there. Emily Cooper left wing, holds the ball in that triple threat position, calling out the play, looking for a screen here from Aubrey Dorn, gets it, reverses, goes behind her back after a crossover. Emily Cooper goes behind her back on her defender again, drops down to Izzy Hartman along the left baseline. Hartman, beautiful Euro step, you called it, up and
yes,
in for two off the glass. Izzy Hartman, whose offense has really, really been coming on these last few games. 5-0 McDonald, minute 40 in. Up top is Barker. Barker has her pass knocked away from Emma Dellender by the long arm of the law, otherwise known as Aubrey Dorn.
Coach Cooper wanted, he was trying to make that call, but Ryan Byer's right on top of it.
A little chuckle there from Coach Cooper and Ryan Byer. Inbounds for St. Croix Central. The Panthers trailing your McDonald Lady Max 5-0. Free throw line jumper comes up short. Ella Mae Cooper gobbles up the rebound on the miss from Rubis. Push ahead, Hartman. Hartman down the lane again. Left-handed layup is good. 7-0 McDonald. 4 for Izzy Hartman. 7-0. The Lady Max lead it. And they scored 93 and 89 their last two times out against conference opponents. Mansell up top. She'll take a runner deep in the lane that goes high off the glass and went off someone's shoe, and that is off of a Panther shoe. Ball back to McDonald. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Emily Cooper, left wing, hasn't taken a shot yet. Cooper at the right elbow, and she has her pocket picked, lost control of the ball a bit, and Dellender takes it, but Izzy Hartman says, I will take it right back for you. Aubrey Dorn along the baseline, lost control of the basketball, and turnover, a couple quick turnovers by McDonald. Back to the Panthers of St. Croix Central. They will sub in Sophie Hook, a 5'5 sophomore guard, as Emma Dellender takes a seat. Elsa Rubis up top. Hands off to Hook. Hook across the timeline. She's doubled by LMA Cooper. And Aubrey Dornan, a little bailout foul there as LMA Cooper maybe could have had a turnover forced as Hook threw the ball off the official, but a whistle first. That's the first foul on either team with 15:07 remaining in the half. First team foul on McDonald. First on LMA Cooper. Inbounds to Rubis at 6'2", and Rubis looking for a ball handler. Instead, she'll take it herself for a couple dribbles, leave it on the right side for Sophie Hook. Hook hands off. Lucy Mansell. Mansell back to Hook, bobbles it a little bit between the circles, maintaining the dribble with Emily Cooper coming out on her. 7-0 McDonald, 14:46 to play first half. Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Title card matchup now. A little bit of a high dribble along the baseline, then a throwaway, and Siegenthaler with the turnover. Forcing the turnover, rather. Emily Cooper down to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler beautifully off the glass for two. Excuse me, that was LMA Cooper.
Yes. She finds the person. That's
freshman connection there. Again, right now, basically, you're playing with 2 point guards with the Cooper sisters.
Yes.
9-0 McDonald. Not quite 4 minutes in, and LMA Cooper gets in front of a pass, and Izzy Hartman, another steal. Active hands in the passing lanes. LMA Cooper between a couple defenders. Runner no. Rebound back out to LMA after Aubrey Dorn caused a little chaos. Izzy Hartman finds Emily Cooper along the right baseline. Double teamed. Kick back out along the left side of the lane. Aubrey Dorn out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman 16-foot jumper is sweet from the right baseline. Great arc on that shot from Izzy. She's got six. And St. Croix Central wants a timeout. It's 11-0 the Lady Macs. We are back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Maddie Geisler on the floor for the first time, along with Kylie Jensen. Geisler, 5'6" senior guard, number 5, averaging 3.5 points per game. She's hit 8 3-pointers. Kylie Jensen, 5'6" senior guard, number 34.
And a steal.
And a steal immediately. That was Izzy Hartman who got one again, even out of the full timeout for St. Croix Central. A miss by Emily Cooper. That's her first shot, I believe. Left baseline runner and a turnover in the backcourt. A travel called against St. Croix Central. Emmy Collins, the 5'7" junior guard, number 5, who just came in for head coach Melanie Carley. 11-0 McDonald, 13:33 on the clock. Lady Macs against the St. Croix Central Panthers. Emily Cooper across the timeline, leaves it for Kylie Jensen, left wing. Right side, Izzy Hartman, who has a game-high 6 points. Emily Cooper up top between the circles, left side feed Kylie Jensen. Jensen up top for Aubrey Dorn, rotates to Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper crossing over on her defender. Back out to Izzy Hartman, standing near midcourt, maintaining the dribble. Hartman crosses over on her defender, finds Emily Cooper. A little bit of a bobble. Emily gets it back, and a player on the floor for St. Croix Central. I'm not sure if maybe some knees collided there.
Yeah, I don't
there.
Know if she caught one right in the Charlie horse or if she rolled an ankle.
13:03 to go here, and the players will head to their benches here as, again, a player down for St. Croix Central. And I believe that's Emmy Collins, the 5'7" junior guard. As she's attended to, we will take a 30-second break. This is Lady Macs Basketball on WOGO Sports and Macs TV.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie Rupp.
There we go.
Carrot and a foul of Hoopenhar for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Thorpe.
Oh, he scored! Gus Thorpe! Fouled it off
happening.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
And very good to see Emmy Collins back on her feet, walking mostly unassisted back to the bench, and so we'll hope that young lady is able to get back into this game. But again, certainly hoping nothing lasting there, as again she went down in some pain. Izzy Hartman right side, out of a stoppage. Kylie Jensen left wing. Jensen up to Aubrey Dorn between the wheels, right side. Emily Cooper working off a little bit of a screen from Izzy Hartman. 12:47 to go, 11-0 McDonald. Emily Cooper left wing. They come flying out at her. She'll still launch a three. Ooh. That one popped in and out.
She's going to have to work to get herself open because they are smothering her.
Again, very determined are the Panthers not to allow Emily Cooper to beat them. A travel on the other side. Lucy Mansell walking with the ball. A couple subs coming in for the Lady Macs. We will have number one, Kendall Heffler, 5'9", junior forward. And who else snuck into the game?
I think it was
McDonald.
I think it was Emily Cooper.
Ella Mae Cooper came back in.
Yep.
So Ella Mae Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, Kendall Heffler, Kylie Jensen, Maddie Geisler, five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. And Kylie Jensen gets a little caught along the right block off the post entry feed, went up and down. That's a travel, and turnover goes back to the St. Croix Central Panthers, who trail your McDonald Lady Macs 11-0. Almost one third of the way through the first half, second half of our Max Lady Max doubleheader here on WOGO Sports. Kendall Heffler with a reach-in foul.
Yep.
Second whistle on either team. Both fouls have gone against McDonald here early going in the first half. That's Kendall's first, team second. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows, triggering in for St. Croix Central. The throw to Sophie Hook into the right corner. Good look at a three. That one off the front of the rim. No offensive rebound to Mansell. Mansell's pass into the paint. Stolen away by Heffler, but saved by Morgan Barker. Three on the way from straight on. No offensive rebound, Barker. That one's too strong. Battling is Rubis in the lane. Another offensive rebound back out to a foul line jumper. That one well off the mark, and Kylie Jensen finally rips the rebound loose. That was an elongated possession there for the Panthers, but the shot's not falling for St. Croix Central yet. Maddie Geisler will try to break the scoring drought for McDonald. She's too long on a three from the left wing. And rebound will go to St. Croix Central as the ball goes out of bounds. Mansell comes out. Addison Kofall back in.
With Emily out of the game, then St. Croix would just fell into their 2-3 zone defense.
Hook across the timeline. She dumps it off right side. Almost another travel there.
That should be
a
jump ball.
A good tie-up by LMA Cooper in the lane. Is going in hard with Kofall. Possession will stay with St. Croix Central. 11:19 to go. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 723-2977, 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Pass back near midcourt for Elena Corney. Her pass into the lane, knocked away by Heffler, and Maddie Geisler ends up with a steal. She'll push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with a one-on-two. Euros between two defenders off the top of the glass and in. That was a nice move. Great body control by Aubrey Dorn for her first basket. 13-0 McDonald.
Yes, that's how athletic she is.
10:44 to go. Left side, Barker drops down to Rubis. Rubis is doubled, pass knocked out of bounds, and off of Rubis and out of bounds to McDonald. Emily Cooper will come back in, as will Izzy Hartman, Kylie Jensen, Kendall Heffler, Maddie Geisler, and Aubrey Dorn out. So let's get you caught up. Katie Ruff, number 15, the 5'10 senior center in there. Emily Cooper, Izzy Hartman, LMA Cooper, and also Ann Siegenthaler. The freshman back in for Coach Cooper's Lady Macs. Siegenthaler straight on. She's had a couple double-digit scoring games. Siegenthaler, again, she's starting tonight in place of Callie Goulet, who's battling some injury, and hopefully will be back sooner rather than later, but Coach Cooper said won't be available for this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic tournament. Emily Cooper traverses down the left side of the lane, and she is hung up as she tried her patented runner from about 10 feet, and that will earn Emily a trip to the line. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Cooper, first free throw is perfect. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Emily Cooper hits two. She is now 23 of 24. 96%. In fact, a little bit over 96% now from the foul line on the year. 15-0 McDonald. Exactly 8 minutes gone by first half. And Siegenthaler knocks it away from Addison Kofall right in front of an approving head coach, Don Cooper. Side out for Elena Corney. Another six-footer. Sophomore forward for St. Croix Central. Corney inbounds, right side, Kofall. Kofall puts it on the floor, being pursued by Siegenthaler to Rubis. Rubis loops it down to the left block. 15-point lead for McDonald. St. Croix Central almost halfway through the first half, still looking for their first points. Drop down to Barker, right block. She'll kick out. Good look at a three for St. Croix Central. Off the front of the rim. No, Rubis goes over the top of Hartman and will be fouled. Again, that's probably not an over and back just because of the big height advantage that Rubis has. And so she takes it away over the top of Izzy and will earn a trip to the line and a chance to break this goose egg off the scoreboard for St. Croix Central. Trailing 15-0 with 9:38 to play. Rubis first free throw off the front of the rim. Rubis again averaging 13 points, 11.5 rebounds.
Nice to get him off at zero.
6'2" junior. Deep knee bend, second free throw. Looks good. Back rim, no. Long rebound out right back to Rubis. Carry him through a couple pairs of hands and back to Rubis. St. Croix Central will get another shot at this. A drop down to Kofall. Kofall right block extended. She'll pull up for a tough jumper, and she's fouled by Siegenthaler. And so another chance at two from the line. Again, to get the zero off the scoreboard, that'll be Addison Kofall. 4.5 points, 2.3 rebounds on the season for the 5'7 sophomore guard. This is, again, a fairly young St. Croix Central team.
Yes.
Trailing 15-0, and there's their first points as Kofall knocks in the free throw. Kofall on the season, just a 33% free throw shooter, but it cannot hit the pair. And knocked out of bounds, last touched by St. Croix Central's Morgan Barker.
He called a foul there.
Oh, so that's a foul again on Morgan Barker.
Now we got blood over there on some one of the girls from St. Croix Central.
9:27 is what we have in the clock right now. McDonald leads 15-1. Coach Adam Schilling's boys will play Athens tomorrow night. After the McDonald Lady Macs also play Athens. The second day of this holiday tournament. D3 right the circle. Oh. Emily Cooper, pure as the driven snow. You don't want to give her space. That is three-point make number 34 for the senior. Trying to answer for three, and yes, left wing triple for Morgan Barker. And the six-footer showing her range. 18-4 McDonald. Ella Mae Cooper back out to senior Katie Ruff. Emily Cooper straight on. Under nine to play past the halfway point of the first half. Our McDonald basketball doubleheader. Ella Mae Cooper, left baseline, drive high off the glass, and a nice finish. Ella Mae Cooper with 5 points, and it's 20-4. McDonald, we're going to have to see if we have time for all the highlights at halftime. Three rims out from the left corner. Rubis almost got her paw on another. In fact, she did get her hand on another offensive rebound, but into the waiting arms of Ella Mae Cooper. She'll take a follow-away baseline jumper, and Ella Mae feeling it left wing. 14-footer, and Ella Mae Cooper has seven. 22-4, McDonald. And Siegenthaler, great defense in the backcourt.
Timeout.
A bailout.
30 seconds.
By Coach Carley. Half a minute. And we are back. It's all Lady Max here on WOGO Sports. Back in 30.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald Lady Max basketball and WOGO Sports, 8:07 to go first half. It's McDonald 22, St. Croix Central 4. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, Claire Ruff, Izzy Hartman, and Kendall Heffler on the floor right now for McDonald. Another steal by the Max. Aubrey Dorn and a quick timeout by head coach Don Cooper. We will take a quick 30-second break and be back with more Lady Max action on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
7:55 to go here in the first half, 22-4 McDonald. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality. They're always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. A fallaway three from the left corner coming out of the inbound. Kylie Jensen.
We got Claire Ruff out on the floor. Kendall Heffler back on the floor.
Claire, we hadn't mentioned, again, we mentioned her name, but she's a 5'8" freshman guard, number 24, averaging almost 5 points per game. Aubrey Dorn gets her hands in the way of another pass. St. Croix Central able to retrieve. Addison Hook along the left baseline. She'll kick out to Sophie Hook. Hook for three, rims in and out. Fighting for the rebound, Claire Ruff gets tied up with Barker. And possession will go to McDonald with 7:17 to play. So as you mentioned, Claire Ruff on the floor, Kendall Heffler, Kylie Jensen, Aubrey Dorn, and Emily Cooper. McDonald leads 25-4 with 7:13 to play here in the first half. Emily Cooper goes behind her back outside the arc left wing. Matched up right now against number 11, Elena Corney. And a pass thrown away for McDonald. Turnover back to St. Croix Central. And that will give Central opportunity to sub. Hook will go out. Addison Kofall back in. Exactly 7 minutes to go here in the first half. 21-point lead for the McDonald Lady Max. They will play Athens tomorrow. The first half of our Lady Max and Max doubleheader. McDonald boys will play Athens in the nightcap around 7 p.m. Nice Euro step for Hook, but a miss and a long lead feed ahead to Kendall Heffler. And Heffler took an NBA third step and finished with the layup, but that's not going to count with Ryan Byers' crew.
No, she couldn't quite get the handle on that one.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max with Nicolet Bank.
Nice steal,
Kendall Heffler.
Kendall.
Knocks it into the arms of Emily Cooper. Cooper trying to find Claire Ruff along the baseline, and senior and freshman not able to connect. Turnover McDonald back to St. Croix Central. LMA Cooper will come in, as will Maddie Geisler. Claire Ruff and Emily Cooper take a seat with 6.5 to go here in half number one. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680, streaming and podcast at wogo.com. Also honored to be on Max TV tonight. Barker has good positioning inside a Max double team, and Morgan Barker points 4 and 5 from about 4 feet away on the left side of the lane. 25-6 McDonald. They've already given up two more points than they did that entire first half against Stanley Boyd in their final game before Christmas break, I believe on Friday. LMA Cooper, right side. Feed to Maddie Geisler, senior back to freshman. LMA Cooper wide open for three. That one off the front of the rim. No rebound, tie up.
Jump
Aubrey
ball.
Dorn gets locked up with Elena Corney. And jump ball possession goes to St. Croix Central. With 5:47 left. McDonald leading 25-6. Team fouls 4 for McDonald, 2 for the Panthers of St. Croix Central. No significant foul trouble for any player yet. Aubrey Dorn and LMA Cooper, a ferocious trapping tandem on that far side of the floor right in front of Coach Don Cooper. Quick 3 from the left corner. Comes up well short. Kendall Heffler tries to save the rebound, and she does. A bounce right back to LMA Cooper. LMA with a head of steam. Hits the brakes at the left elbow. Weaving between a couple defenders. Back out between the wheels. Right side, Maddie Geisler. Geisler spots up a 3. Online swish.
Look good from here.
Right wing triple, and that's the first bucket in the 9th 3 of the night, of the season, rather, for Maddie Geisler. Good to see the senior sharpshooter. The freshman, LMA Cooper, goes coast to coast after a steal. LMA with 9 points, rapidly approaching double digits. 30-6, McDonald. 4:46 to go. LMA Cooper has another steal. She hits the deck, scoops it back to Kylie Jensen. Jensen across the foul line. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn show and go along the left baseline out to Maddie Geisler. Straight on for another 3-2 in a row for Maddie.
Give her the ball.
When she gets hot, look out. Maddie Geisler now double-digit threes on the season, and it's 33-6. McDonald, 4:19 to go. First half. St. Croix Central. Back to Elena Corney. Up top, Kofall. Kofall to Corney in the corner, and the pass is errant, but last touched by McDonald, but everybody's heading the other way. And I think Ryan Beyer is saying...
yeah, he's going.
Oh, and I think he's checking with his
crew. His partner's calling it the other way.
All right. So McDonald basketball with 4:08 remaining. Inbounds to LMA Cooper from Aubrey Dorn, Maddie Geisler, Kylie Jensen, and Siegenthaler. The 5 on the floor for the Lady Macs right now. Maddie Geisler up top to LMA Cooper right wing. LMA looking to the high post. Goes to Maddie Geisler. Now they'll find high post. Turning and firing down to Siegenthaler. And a beautiful up and in for Siegenthaler after Dorn drops the dime.
She's always in the right place at the right time, and they always find her.
Very smart player. Just a freshman. 35-6 McDonald. Rubis has her pass knocked down.
And a foul.
By Dorn, and a foul on Rubis. Team's third, and again, Dorn does that so well, and it looks like the volleyball block. Again, just two hands, wall up, straight up. Except she doesn't knock the ball away. She snatches it. 3:33 left.
Emily's back in. Kylie Jensen takes a little rest.
So both Cooper girls out there, and we have a whistle and a stoppage for something.
I don't know.
They're going to have a side out from straight down in front of us. I am not sure, but it's McDonald basketball inbound in the backcourt. Emily Cooper, so jogging across the timeline. He at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls, second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald all over St. Croix Central, 35-6. With 3:17 to go here in the first half. Maddie Geisler up top, a little bit of a reach in, no call, down to LMA Cooper. Cooper runner along the baseline, no. Rubis pulls down another rebound. The 6'2" center finds Kofall. Kofall passes across the timeline to Barker. Barker finds a cut along the right side of the lane and erased. The emphatic rejection. Aubrey Dorn says no ma'am to the shot from Dellinger.
It's a good little offensive movement there by St. Croix, but like you said, Aubrey wasn't going to let any of that go by.
Dellinger will now inbound. She'll throw into the 6'2" Rubis. Back out up top, that's Kofall. Kofall being pursued by Siegenthaler, tries to split two defenders. That's a bad idea as it's knocked away by LMA Cooper into the arms of Maddie Geisler. Emily Cooper with a head of steam across the timeline, down the middle of the lane. Runner, no. Rebound to St. Croix Central. And Siegenthaler was there for a minute. Errant pass stolen by Cooper. Cooper finds Siegenthaler up and in for 2.
Again, just great looks finding and always in the right spot.
37-6, McDonald, senior to freshman there, 2:22 to go. Kofall having some trouble with the dribble in the backcourt. Siegenthaler hits the deck. And
10-second.
A 10-second call. Turnover, again, generated by this McDonald defense. Katie Ruff comes in. Izzy Hartman as well. Maddie Geisler and Aubrey Dorn. Get a hand from their coach and bench as they take a seat with 2:16 to play. 31-point lead for McDonald, 37-6. Ruff into the backcourt to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline, crosses over. Katie Ruff gives her a little bit of a screen up top between the wheels. Emily Cooper looking for an opening. Back out to Ella May. Right side. And Siegenthaler swings left side for Izzy Hartman. Hartman contested layup down the right side of the lane. She can't get it off as she is fouled, held down a bit there by Rubis. And Rubis will pick up the foul and will send Isabel Hartman to the line. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation and trauma, carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. First free throw for Izzy Hartman is off the mark. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Hartman has 6 points. She's a 47% foul shooter. Second free throw is a little bit too strong. Rebound pulled down by Barker St. Croix Central. Under two to play first half. Still 37-6 McDonald. Lucy Mansell back out there with Coach Carley and St. Croix Central. In the left side, Sophie Hook. Hook goes between a couple defenders. Her shot blocked on the way up. I think Ruff may have gotten a piece of that. Ball is loose along the baseline, but stepping on that baseline, Emily Cooper with a little grin. Claire Ruff is going to come back in for fellow freshman LMA Cooper. With a minute 40 left, 37-6. Inbounds the two of the blocks, two of the corners. Trying to avoid a five-second call here, and they'll loft it into Barker. Little St. Croix Central. Back out to Addison Hook. Hook against Claire Ruff. Leaves it on the right side, Lucy Mansell. Mansell for Barker. Barker wide open for three. She won't pass it up, but she's too strong. Rubis another rebound. She gets after the basketball. Minute 20 left. Rubis left wing. Shoots it up top. The work right side for Hook. Hook against Claire Ruff. Looking to the post. Can't get it to Barker. Hook, left-handed runner, too strong off the glass, gets her own rebound. Kick out to Rubis. Rubis up top, Mansell, follow-away jumper from 18 feet, no. Rebound to Emily Cooper. Makes her way through some traffic with exactly a minute to go here in the first half. 31-point lead for McDonald. Emily Cooper down the left side of the lane. She'll back it out with a dribble. Up top for Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler goes into her break, goes right side, Izzy Hartman. Hartman outside the arc. Couple dribbles up top, Claire Ruff with 44 seconds to play. Ruff. Fran Siegenthaler outside the arc, curling at the left elbow. Emily Cooper goes behind her back for Claire Ruff. Ruff for three. Ooh. That one robbed, rattled in and out. Good, no hesitation. Again, a confident shot from Claire Ruff, who's shooting 50% from beyond the arc and caroming off a toe and out of bounds to McDonald. Another turnover for St. Croix Central as Aubrey Dorn will come back in along with Kylie Jensen and Kendall Heffler. Claire Ruff and Emily Cooper stay out there. 24.1 seconds left to play here in the first half. Is that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. 10 seconds to play. Claire Ruff up top. Leaves for Kylie Jensen with 6 seconds. Emily Cooper, right wing, working off a screen from Dorn. 2 seconds. Cooper trying to get free. She'll drop it to Dorn, and McDonald won't get a shot off here. Good defensive possession St. Croix Central. But it's been all Lady Max as they have allowed 10 points combined in the first half of their last two games. Our halftime score, McDonald 37, St. Croix Central 6. We're back in 3.5 minutes with halftime stats, analysis, and highlights. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Radio and Max TV. This is Lady Max Basketball.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. The McDonald Lady Max lead the St. Croix Central Panthers 37-6. We've got a lot of halftime highlights to get to. We'll get your scoring leaders as well. But impressions of the first half, Mark Maloney.
Well, again, these girls are just fun to watch. They find the open player. They play tough defense. Move the ball very well. They've only had four turnovers is what I got them down for. St. Croix Central's at about 10. Again, and they struggled in that department there. But the McDonald girls are just stifling. You put Aubrey Dorn up in that 1-3-1 and at the top there, and it's tough to get past her. And again, you know, although I'll give St. Croix Central credit for coming down with a lot of offensive rebounds. They've had a couple of three, four times that they've had opportunities to make baskets there. So we might want to work on cleaning up a little bit of the defensive boards.
Well, two players have scored for St. Croix Central. Megan Barker, their 6-foot senior center, with 5-1 for Addison Kofall, the sophomore. On the other side for McDonald, they've had seven players in the scoring column. Ella Mae Cooper leads the way with a game-high 9 points, then 7 for older sister Emily Cooper, 6 for Izzy Hartman, 6 as well for Maddie Geisler, 4 for Ann Siegenthaler, 2 for Aubrey Dorn, and actually I shouldn't forget Kylie Jensen has 3. Let's hear how the first half sounded as McDonald races out to a 31-point lead by the break. Which might be smart, but yeah, there's a lot of other players who can hurt you too on this McDonald roster. No score, 45 seconds in. Speaking of players who can hurt you, left corner pocket triple, Ella Mae Cooper. Screen here from Aubrey Dorn, gets it, reverses, goes behind her back after a crossover. Emily Cooper goes behind her back on her defender again, drops down to Izzy Hartman along the left baseline. Hartman, beautiful Euro step. You called it, up and yes, in for two off the glass. Izzy Hartman, whose offense has really really been coming on these last few games. Five right baseline, double team. Kick back out along the left side of the lane. Aubrey Dorn out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman, 16-foot jumper is sweet from the right baseline. Great arc on that shot from Izzy. She's got six. Back near midcourt for Elena Corney. Her pass into the lane, knocked away by Heffler, and Maddie Geisler ends up with a steal. She'll push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn with a one-on-two. Euros between two defenders off the top of the glass and in. Play Athens. The second day of this holiday tournament. D3 right at the circle. Emily Cooper, pure as the driven snow. You don't want to give her space. That is three-point make number 34. Straight on. Under nine to play past the halfway point of the first half. McDonald basketball doubleheader. Ellen Mae Cooper, left baseline drive, high off the glass, and a nice finish. Ellen Mae, the waiting arms of Ellen Mae Cooper. She'll take a fallaway baseline jumper, and Ellen Mae feeling it left wing. 14-footer. Try back to LMA Cooper. LMA with a head of steam. Hits the brakes at the left elbow. Weaving between a couple defenders. Back out between the wheels. Right side, Maddie Geisler. Geisler spots up a three. Online swish.
Look good from here.
Right. Kylie Jensen. Jensen across the foul line. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn show and go along the left baseline. Out to Maddie Geisler. Straight on for another three. Two in a row for Maddie.
Give her the ball.
When she gets hot, look out. Maddie Geisler. Maddie Geisler up top to LMA Cooper right wing. LMA looking to the high post. Goes to Maddie Geisler. Now they'll find high post. Turning and firing down to Siegenthaler. And a beautiful up and in for Siegenthaler after Dorn drops the dime.
She's always in the right place at the right time, and they always find her.
Kofall passes across the timeline to Barker. Barker finds a cut along the right side of the lane and erased. The emphatic rejection, Aubrey Dorn says, no ma'am,
nope,
to the shot from Dellinger. Emily Cooper with a head of steam across the timeline, down the middle of the lane, runner, no. Rebound to St. Croix Central, and Siegenthaler was there for a minute. Errant pass, stolen by Cooper. Cooper finds Siegenthaler up
nice.
And in for two. And that's how the first half sounded. McDonald leads 37-6 over St. Croix Central. We are back in 1 minute with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts here on WOGO Radio.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. It's our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. So please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'm going to start down at the bottom of the list this time. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulvers at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force with his new wife at Hill Air Force Base, Utah. Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad in the Army National Guard. Noah Stewart is a Chi-Hi grad, currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base. He just found out he got Airman of the Quarter. Wayne Trimble, a McDonnell grad, currently at Fort McCoy, has looking forward to retirement coming up pretty soon. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartran in the Army, stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Austin Tollison in the Marine Corps Reserves. He's getting ready to retire here in 2024 at Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen, working security forces, is now in San Diego at the Navy Brig and has just got promoted to Staff Sergeant. Kristen Levezer Davis with the 133rd, or the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Passabovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Guard. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale, Louisiana. And Glenn Maloney and our granddaughters and daughter-in-law at McGuire Air Force Base, and we had the thrill of watching a half hour of Christmas presents being opened on video Christmas morning. So they called us bright and early since they're an hour ahead of us, and the kids got up pretty early, but Lita and I got up and enjoyed watching the kids open up presents. So that's one of the advantages of social media today. So, again, a huge thank you to all of our military out there during these holiday times.
McDonald will start out with the basketball, and Ann Siegenthaler takes what could have been a turnover for McDonald and gets a shot off at Karam's off the far side of the rim. But, again, right place, right time. Ann Siegenthaler, original starting five for McDonald. And there's another steal by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down the right side of the lane and cannot get the layup to fall. Almost swats it loose from Rubis. Again, Ann Siegenthaler, Izzy Hartman, LMA Cooper, Emily Cooper, and Aubrey Dorn, five on the floor for McDonald against the St. Croix Central Panthers. They lead 37-6. And again, thank you so much to those who serve in our military as we are in our final broadcast of the year 2023 for WOGO Sports. We thank you so much, those who may be tuning in overseas, as LMA Cooper finds an open path to the basket, and she now has 11 points, first player tonight to hit double digits. But just thinking of those who, again, may have not been able to be with family and loved ones for Christmas as they are out protecting us, keeping this great nation safe. We thank you so much, those who, again, may be ringing in the new year in a variety of situations, and some not very safe. And so we thank you so much for those, again, who sacrifice so, so much, and their families back home for those sacrifices as well, for the freedoms we enjoy. Another block shot by McDonald. I think Izzy Hartman got a piece of that. 39-6, the Lady Max. Full speed behind the back for Emily Cooper. Straight on between the wheels. She'll backtrack a little bit with the dribble. Keeping it up with the right hand. Working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper against the 6'2". Rubis goes left side to the younger sister, Ella May. And Ella May goes right by her defender. And a beautiful English kiss off the glass for Ella May Cooper. Driving down the left side of the lane, and she now has 13 points unofficially. And Siegenthaler knocks the ball away, and LMA Cooper gobbles it up. 41-6 McDonald.
They're just playing tough, tough defense.
Siegenthaler left side for LMA Cooper. Outside the arc, left wing. Goes up top, Izzy Hartman between the circles. Hartman crosses over on her defender. Hands back off to LMA. The freshman across the free throw line, and a quick whistle and a hold. Called on St. Croix Central. First foul on either team here in the second half. Maddie Geisler is going to sub in, the senior, number five, in for LMA Cooper with 15:37 to play. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Into the backcourt, quickly across the timeline, Emily Cooper off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Left side, Maddie Geisler hit two threes in a row late going there in the first half. Siegenthaler, the freshman, loops it right side. Emily Cooper finds Hartman up top. Hartman between a couple defenders. Beautiful touch with the right hand as she gets to the rack and teardrops it in from 5 feet. 8 points for Izzy Hartman. She's approaching double digits. 43-6 McDonald, 3 minutes into the second half. Addison Kofall up top against Ann Siegenthaler. On the right side, Emma Dellender. Up top to Hook. Or excuse me, Mansell. Mansell on the right side. Leaves it for Barker, who led the way with 5 points for St. Croix Central. High post feed to Rubis. Rubis turns, tries to score. No. Gets an offensive rebound. Goes from one side of the lane to the other. Not able to get the fall, but Barker offensive rebound. Kick out for an open look at a three, and that is good for Lucy Mansell. Good work on the offensive glass, but McDonald ahead of everybody, and Siegenthaler. She knows where to be, and Siegenthaler has 6 points. Izzy Hartman steps in front of a pass. Hartman spins into the lane, and she is fouled on the way to the hoop. I think it will be shooting two. Infraction on Lucy Mansell. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wirzgala.com. WIERSGALLA.com. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, a great place to work. Hartman, free throw is good. She now has 9 points, 46-9. McDonald rapidly getting close to that running clock territory. Second free throw for Hartman, 2 for 2. Good trip there to the charity stripe for Izzy, and she's into double digits. 47-9, McDonald. 14:20 to go. Mansell in the backcourt, hassled by Emily Cooper, puts her head down, gets across the timeline. Mansell picks up her dribble, comes to a hard stop on the pivot, goes on the right side, Emma Dellender. Dellender up top, contested catch there by Kofall. And Siegenthaler staying right with her. Kofall looking for some help, and Siegenthaler there takes it away. Siegenthaler, clear path to the basket, easy layup. Nicely done by the freshman. That 8 points for Siegenthaler, 49-9, McDonald. Full timeout taken, 13:52 to go. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Are you ready for college but don't know where to start? CVTC's Fast Pass event on Tuesday, January 9th in Eau Claire and River Falls will help you take your next step. In just 90 minutes, you can submit your college application, enroll in classes, and explore financial aid. Apply for free at the event and get entered to win a $250 CVTC scholarship. Start a career you love in 2 years or less. Register today at cvtc.edu/fastpass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remaining here in the second half. McDonald has a 40-point lead, 49-9, over St. Croix Central. St. Croix Central trying to cut into that, and they will, as Addison Kofall, who had just 1 point in the first half, lines up a three from the right wing. And a nice shot there from Kofall, just second made three of the night for the St. Croix Central Panthers. McDonald has two players in double figures. Couple more on the borderline, 49-12. Lady Max with a 37-point advantage. Maddie Geisler across the top of the key. These for Emily Cooper. Cooper goes behind her back at the foul line. The way she can go behind her back in traffic. Out to Geisler. Geisler passes up a three at the foul line and an offensive foul call, I believe, on a moving screen.
And Kylie Jensen.
We are exactly 5 minutes into the second half, 49-12 McDonald. And now employing some trapping pressure in the backcourt. Aubrey Dorn of Kofall warily dribbling toward midcourt. They'll go back to Hook. Hook having some trouble in front of the McDonald bench. She's going to get a 10-second call if they're not careful here. And a pass just across the timeline in the nick of time from Sophie Hook. Found Barker. Pass knocked away, but right back to Corny on the left side. A drive from that left wing, and Sophie Hook earns a trip to the foul line.
Maddie Geisler got her on the arm.
Again, that was within a whisker of a 10-second call, and almost like when the play clock hits zero, but they snap it to the quarterback.
Yes.
First free throw. That just extra heartbeat. First free throw is good for Sophie Hook. That's her first points, the 5'5" sophomore guard. LMA Cooper back in, Emily Cooper out. 12:35 left to play. 49-13 McDonald. And second free throw pops in and out. Kendall Heffler, who jumped back into this game, the junior, with the rebound. Maddie Geisler left wing. Geisler picks up her dribble, looks to the high post. Nothing there for the moment, and will hand off to Aubrey Dorn up top. Dorn shoots it left side for LMA Cooper, and coming over the top of Aubrey Dorn on a post entry feed was Rubis. That might be her third foul.
It is. That's her third.
Team's third here in the second half. Donald's committed two infractions. 12:17 to go. Inbounds to Dorn. Dorn has good position and muscles one up and in for two over the top of Barker.
Another great move.
Dorn with
physical
4 points.
Move.
51-13. McDonald leads now. 6 minutes into the second half. Good jumper from just outside the lane, left wing. On a 15-footer there. I believe that was Kofall.
Kofall, yep.
She has six now to lead the team. 51-15 McDonald. Palindrome on the scoreboard with 11:48 to go. Second half of our McDonald Max and Lady Max doubleheader. Earlier on, Adam Schilling's squad punched their ticket to the title game in this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic with a 52-43 victory over the Ladysmith Lumberjacks from the heart of the North. McDonald Max boys basketball at 5-2 right now. Inbounds to LMA Cooper. Cooper, great fake, goes by her defender, has her shot blocked by Rubis, but Rubis just picked up her fourth foul. And I think Rubis thinking that she got that one cleanly, and yeah, the officials have a better vantage point. I might be inclined to agree with her, honestly. But again, I mean, LMA doing a great job pressing the issue there with the drive. Maybe got her with the body.
Yep, that's my take on it as a ref. They get a lot of ball, but a lot of body.
First free throw is short for LMA Cooper, which is a rarity, shooting 87%. She leads the team with 39 free throw attempts coming into this game. 11:35 left. Second free throw is good for Cooper. She has 14. 52-15 McDonald, 11.5 to go. Kofal, who just hit that jumper, throws it off the sneaker of LMA Cooper, then gives her a hand up as LMA hit the deck again. She's been very active defensively. Inbounds from Elena Corney. Holding and finds her man, but taken away by Kendall Heffler. Heffler on the run, kick back out to Emily Cooper. Deep three, right wing, yes!
She's going to shoot him when she has the opportunity.
In transition, the three for Cooper. She has 10 points tonight and two triples. Brings her up to 35 made on the season. Created by Kendall Heffler with the pickpocket action. 55-15, McDonald leads by 40, and Cooper takes the steal. Now looking to return the favor to Heffler. Fires a bullet pass inside the left block. Back out to LMA Cooper. LMA Cooper, 14-foot baseline jumper off the mark. Rebound fought for. Katie Ruff has it. She'll kick it back out to Jensen. Jensen short on a long jumper from 16 feet, and batting it to Eli Stepp in the student section was LMA Cooper. That'll be out of bounds to the Panthers of St. Croix Central. Well, it's time. Time to call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without and maybe realize when you had guests at Christmas, we really could have used that. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, 839-0707, or weirsgallup.com. Kick out for a three, left corner, no. For St. Croix Central, that miss for Elena Corney. Long pass from sister to sister, not quite able to handle the 50-foot pass from LMA. Emily Cooper along the baseline. She was trying to keep her feet in bounds, but it's not just a wide receiver toe tapping. You have to actually stay in bounds in basketball. So she lost it. Heffler and Jensen out.
They'll talk about that one over breakfast tomorrow, saying, hey, you can't handle my passes.
Both Cooper sisters out there right now, along with Katie Ruff, Aubrey Dorn, and Izzy Hartman, four seniors and a freshman. Knocked away by Dorn. Push ahead. Back to Dorn from Cooper, and coast to coast with the finish. Aubrey Dorn, she has six. 57-15, McDonald. 8 minutes gone by here, second half. Corney up top to Hook. Aubrey Dorn putting the hooks in defensively. Kofal tries to split between three defenders, and she's bumped and fouled.
Yep.
Katie Ruff and LMA Cooper in the area.
LMA got it.
LMA picks up the foul. Her first, team's third. That's 9:52 to go. It's been all Lady Max from very early on as they score the first, I believe, 13 points of the game. Inbounds and an immediate foul. Kenzie Anderson, 6'1", freshman, senior. So again, four players, actually five on this roster, 6-footer taller.
Yeah.
A couple of them are freshmen. So Anderson, free throw is good. Lindsay Anderson, the 6'1" center, makes it 57-16, still in favor of McDonald with 9:50 to go. Second free throw is too long. Long rebound out to Emily Cooper, keeping the head up, looking down the floor. We'll hit pause for a moment. Now working the dribble up top between the wheels. Right side, LMA Cooper outside the arc. LMA puts it on the floor. Hesitation dribble. Little runner goes glass and good. Friendly roll off the back rim. The shooter's touch for LMA Cooper. She continues her stellar play with 16 points. She has scored as many as St. Croix Central has. 59-16 McDonald. 9:20 to go. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. Sam Aberle back at the Wilgo Studios in Halley, our producer. Hook down the lane, kick out. Corny has a good look at a three. Side of the rim, no. And Katie Ruff and LMA Cooper both going for that loose ball, getting each other's way and knocking it out of bounds. Maddie Geisler and Siegenthaler in. Katie Ruff out, LMA Cooper out. Both get a breather as we are 3 seconds away from the halfway point in the second half. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Inbounds to Barker, who led the way scoring for the Panthers in the first half. They'll drop it down to Hook. Hook's pass along the baseline, knocked out by Aubrey Dorn. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com, StelterIncorporated.com. Inbounds to Kenzie Anderson, and her pocket is picked by Siegenthaler, ends up in the arms of Aubrey Dorn. You've got your 6 foot center leading the break, going coast to coast and scoring. Little hesitation, the shimmy, and right up for two. Aubrey Dorn knocking on the door, double digits.
Nobody picked her up.
61-16 again. Love that palindrome on the scoreboard when it's in our favor. 8:16 to go. Little trouble along the sideline. Ball is loose, and Siegenthaler digs it out. And we have a whistle and a foul on whom?
Emily.
Emily Cooper picks up a foul and a bit of a scrum there. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Clay and the crew, ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Inbounds for St. Croix Central. Hartman almost had it loose, and now Ann Siegenthaler hits the deck again, ties up St. Croix Central's Sophie Hook. Ball will stay with Central on the tie-up. Possession arrow will switch back to McDonald. And we are in a running clock situation. Should notify you of that.
Yep.
Inbounds up top to Hook. Hook finds Anderson in the right corner, number 10, Addison Hook. Back out to Sophie Hook, left wing. Addison Hook driving baseline. Little runner, nice shot from 5 feet over the top of Maddie Geisler. Addison, I believe that was 10. Addison.
Yes,
Hook.
It was.
Emily Cooper to answer. Free throw line jumper is sweet. Emily Cooper with 12 points and a timeout on the floor with 6:59 remaining. We will step out, be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, fouled up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie Ruff.
There we go.
Carrot and a foul, hooping hard for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Thorpe.
He scored! Gus Thorpe! Found an opening!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Running clock here in Chippewa Falls. 63-18, the McDonald Lady Max, a commanding lead over the St. Croix Central Panthers. Under 7 minutes to go. And on the far side, Lily Klinkhammer, 5'8" freshman guard, in as free substitutions here for the St. Croix Central Panthers. They'll just try to get a little bit more experience for some of their reserves. Another missed shot for St. Croix Central. Long pass ahead to Claire Ruff. Ruff out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler for three. Right wing, back rim, no. Ruff offensive rebound. She'll attack the hoop and score with a little right-handed runner. First basket for the freshman, Claire Ruff. 65-18, McDonald. Barker has her pocket picked by LMA Cooper. Push ahead to Ruff, freshman. A freshman, Ruff hangs in the air and hits.
Very nice.
Well done. Running the floor and finding her from half court. LMA Cooper to Claire Ruff. Looks like we'll have a couple more substitutions for the Lady Max in a moment. Under six to play, 67-18. I believe that would be a 49-point advantage for McDonald. Hook to Lily Klinkhammer. Klinkhammer, long cross-court pass to Barker, and Barker good from 16 feet left wing inside the arc. Morgan Barker, her first basket of the second half. She had five in the first half. 67-20. McDonald Lady Max. Kendall Heffler up top along with Ella Mae Cooper, Claire Ruff, Kylie Jensen, and Maddie Geisler. Five on the floor for Don Cooper. That will change shortly for the 10th year head coach as he has a couple subs ready to come in. Donald content to use some clock here. Kylie Jensen back out to Maddie Geisler high on the right. Looks to the high post with Claire Ruff. Instead rotates over to Ella Mae Cooper. Cooper down the lane. Euro between two defenders. Can't get the English with a left-handed scooping layup.
Whoa.
And Claire Ruff will be called for a foul. Somehow Ella Mae Cooper also ended up hitting the deck again.
Yep, they got Claire on it.
Claire with the reach-in. Under five to play. Subs coming in. Chloe Flanagan, number 20, the sophomore guard, 5'5". As Maddie Geisler and Ella Mae Cooper out, Katie Ruff, the senior, going to come back in. And also for McDonald, and I believe
Tessa Rozowski.
Tessa Rozowski, the 5'6 junior guard, is in, number 42. And a 47-point runaway for McDonald. Under 4.5 to go. Hook driving baseline, comes to a jump stop and lost her balance. And will hit the deck and travel. So Katie Ruff will inbound. Again, we'll have our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror. We'll recap this one. Stats, highlights, analysis, talk with head coach Don Cooper, and look ahead to the second day of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Claire Ruff, the freshman, up top with under four to play, her team leading 67-20. Ruff at the left, elbow extended, drops down to Kendall Heffler, and Heffler couldn't quite handle it as that pass got away from Claire Ruff. 3:42, the clock continuing its inexorable descent. Running clock with a 47-point game for McDonald. They will look for their 11th victory here in the 2023-2024 campaign. One game left for McDonald in the calendar year 2023, tomorrow afternoon against Athens. Up top, Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass. Ruff going coast to coast. Scooping layup is good. Timeout taken with 3:11 to play as Claire Ruff has scored six quick points.
He just wanted to get
just a substitution. So Lauren Misfelt comes in, 5'6" junior, guard forward combo, number 35. Kendall Heffler out. 69-20 McDonald. Just over 3 minutes left. Ruff picks up her defender at midcourt. Right side, hook to hook. Addison Hook out to Klinkhammer, the freshman, to Sophie Hook for three. Right of the circle, Sophie Hook, the sophomore. And getting some good youthful talent for the St. Croix Central Panthers. Out of the Middle Border Conference, 69-23 McDonald. Chloe Flanagan up top. That's Rozowski. Rozowski leaves it for Claire Ruff. Ruff across the foul line. Spins. Looking for points. 7 and 8. Yes. Oh, a smooth shot from 8 feet out for Claire Ruff. She just, again, moves so well.
Yes. She's another very athletic girl.
This freshman class for McDonald. The senior class is phenomenal. The freshman class will be trying to match it in a few years, as they are already getting plenty of varsity experience and showing why they deserve to be at this level. 71-23, McDonald leads by 48 points with just over 2 minutes to go. Rubis back in there. Kick to the left corner. That's Hook, and Claire Ruff steps in front of another pass but knocked right back to Rubis. Rubis has her pass knocked away and helpfully retrieved by Klinkhammer. Ruff got her hands in a passing lane, but a nice feed down low to Barker. She misses one point blank, gets her own rebound, goes up, cannot score, but will earn a trip to the foul line with a minute 37 left.
Chloe Flanagan picking up that foul.
Team seventh, but it will be a two-shot foul. And our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallian anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Barker, free throw, rattles out. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Lady Macs. Parker's second free throw is too long. Long rebound out to Chloe Flanagan with under a minute to play. McDonald's still leading 71-23 in this running clock game. Flanagan, the sophomore up top, goes left side to Claire Ruff. Ruff working a right-hand dribble against Klinghammer. Flanagan, using the left hand, flips it off to Ruff with 42 seconds to play. Back to Rozowski. Rozowski driving between a couple defenders. On the baseline, kick out, Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan across the top of the key. A trip up top, misfelt. They'll say incidental contact there, and come the other way is Hook. Hook goes right side to Klinghammer. Ball fake, back out to Sophie Hook. Sophie Hook, elbow jumper. Someone got a piece of that. Not sure if Katie Ruff. Maybe Tessa Rozowski. So 14 seconds left, and McDonald should be able to dribble this one out. With 10 seconds remaining, Chloe Flanagan will stand just on the collar of that Bulldog insignia at midcourt. And as the clock hits triple zeros to end day one of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 71, the St. Croix Central Panthers 23. St. Croix Central moves to 5-6 on the season. They're still 1-3 tied for fifth in the Middle Border Conference. McDonald, unblemished, 11-0. Now in the 2023-2024 campaign, they remain at 5-0 and tied for first in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We've got a lot coming up. Hope you'll stay with us as we head you to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a 3.5-minute break. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper. We'll get you your stats, highlights, and analysis. That is all ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. This is Lady Macs Basketball. We're back with postgame 3.5.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They have free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Head coach Don Cooper joins us. His team moves to 11-0. They will take on Athens tomorrow in their final contest of 2023. And coach, again, defense, the name of the game for this team. We'll talk about the balanced scoring in a moment, but again, defense holding your opponent to no points for almost half of the first half.
Well, again, that's what we preach every day. The defense what wins championships. Again, offense looks pretty, but defense what wins the titles. So, again, we just preach it every day. We run, we pressure the ball, and we practice pressuring the ball. So, again, the girls did a really good job tonight.
Coach, again, giving up quite a few inches in height, and we saw the Panthers again get some offensive boards from time to time. But overall, again, with that matchup against a team from a larger division, larger school, again, a team that's just a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit stronger, too. Again, it seemed like your team went toe-to-toe and looked really good doing so.
Well, again, our road is going to go through physical teams like Phillips, like Athens. I mean, Athens is big and physical. They're not in our division anymore, but Phillips is. So, and they're going to be big and physical. So playing at Glenwood City, playing in Athens tomorrow is certainly going to help us. I mean, playing at Amory the other week and Onalaska, I mean, this is just great competition that we have to make us better.
Coach, when you're talking about getting better, again, what's the message to the team that you always want to have something to build on, win or lose, but what's the building block from this game where we say this is what we did well, this is where we'd like to have some improvement before tomorrow?
Well, again, what we did very well that we continue to do well is our defense, and defense will lead to points. But what we have to do a better job is, like Fall Creek, we're going to play them in a week, and we have to be physical and match the physicality. And we're still in the learning session of that, but I think if we match the physicality, we can do a better job.
Coach, you had seven players score here tonight. Incredible balance with three in double figures and three more players with 8 points. And just really, we see a lot of unselfishness with this team, particularly, again, with the type of season that Emily's having. When they come out with a box and one and try and say, we're going to take her away, which is easier said than done. But, again, the way your team shares the ball, you had to be pleased with that.
I was very pleased. And, again, we're going to see different looks that they're going to put on Emily. So we just have to be able to adjust. And I saw every girl adjust, and they knocked down the open shots, you know, especially Maddie Geisler hit a couple. Kylie Jensen hit one. You know what I mean? That just breaks them out of that. I mean, they could stay in a triangle two or a box and one, but if you knock down the open shots, it certainly helps.
And finally, Coach, what's the message to this team? Again, some teams might have a little cobwebs coming off Christmas break. Your team looked pretty sharp here tonight, but again, with that quick turnaround right away, we're playing again tomorrow against, as you mentioned, a very physical, athletic Athens team. What's the message to the team, to the girls, as they go home tonight and have to be back to play pretty quickly again tomorrow?
Well, heal up. Ice your body, because again, it's going to be another physical matchup. Again, they're similar to St. Croix Central, where they're just physical and tough, and if we don't box out well, you know, they're going to get easy layups and easy pushes. So if we pressure the ball, dictate the tempo, then that makes it easier for us.
Well, Coach, a great day of entertainment. And again, we can't let you go, as we talk with Coach Schilling after the game, too, without acknowledging who this tournament commemorates, and that's Denny Laramie.
Yes, Denny Laramie is very special to my heart. He told me that before he passed away, that he said, Coop, I just know you're going to get one. I know you're going to get a title. So he means means a lot to me, and he means a lot to the McDonald program. So it's just a tribute to him and a tribute to come out here and play the way we did tonight.
Coach, we love this event and love being able to honor Denny. And, you tell the girls to ice. I'm sure you probably need to ice your throat a little bit or something, too.
Yes.
Maybe we do as well, too, with two more games tomorrow. But, again, great to have a great day of basketball here at McDonald Central, and we're looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, guys, for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper as the McDonald Lady Macs win it 71-23 over the St. Croix Central Panthers to move to 11-0. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Now, if you'll allow us, we'll take that 3.5-minute break so we can get those highlights queued up and ready to go, as we will take a closer look at your stats and then a preview of those two matchups against Athens for the Max and Lady Max tomorrow. That's all ahead in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Are you ready for college but don't know where to start? CVTC's Fast Pass event on Tuesday, January 9th in Eau Claire and River Falls will help you take your next step. In just 90 minutes, you can submit your college application, enroll in classes, and explore financial aid. Apply for free at the event and get entered to win a $250 CVTC scholarship. Start a career you love in 2 years or less. Register today at cvtc.edu/fastpass.
Welcome back to the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Thank you to our intrepid board operator, Sam Aberle, back at the WOGO home base in Halley, pulling double duty here tonight. Again, we will have two games for you on tap tomorrow, the McDonald Lady Max against Athens and then the McDonald Max Boys against Athens in the nightcap in the championship of this second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We'll get you the stats and highlights in just a few moments, but first, again, we heard Coach Cooper's thoughts, your thoughts here on this McDonald Lady Max team. Again, 11-0 on the season, and they just do not let up no matter who they bring off the bench. I mean, this is a team, sometimes coaches feel confident going eight deep. Coach Cooper usually feels confident going 10 deep. Probably a dozen at least is what this team can roll out there and all play at a varsity level and a high varsity level.
Exactly. You know, they're just too experienced, too athletic, too everything. There's not a lot of flaws on this team, and like you said, it doesn't matter who comes in off the bench. They're all great contributors. Some of them not big point getters, but they are scrapping. They're good defensive players. They're good rebounders. So, yeah, these guys are just, you know, like I said, we got seven seniors on our team, and they're all capable of being out there on the floor at any time. And then coming off the bench, you got three freshmen that come off the bench that are fantastic contributors. You got a couple of juniors coming off the bench in Kendall Heffler and Lauren Misfeld coming in too. But Kendall's just been doing a great job out there cleaning up the board. She's not a big point getter. I wish she'd shoot more. I think a lot of people would like to see her shoot more, but she feels that's not her role. Her role is to grab rebounds, and she does it very, very well.
Well, looking at the stats that we have for you, again, unofficial, of course, but six players scored for the St. Croix Central Panthers. They were led by six from Addison Kofall, five of those in the second half. Excuse me, seven for Morgan Barker. She was, again, team high, 7 points, and then six for Kofall. Five of Barker's points came in the first half. So no one in double digits for St. Croix Central as they managed 23 points overall. We're down 37-6 and a half to the Lady Macs. 4 points for Sophie Hook, three for Lucy Mansell, two for Addison Hook, and one for freshman Kenzie Anderson. On the other side for McDonald, eight different players scored, and really just a phenomenal effort. When you look at this balance, LMA Cooper with a game-high 16 points, 9 in the first half, 7 in the second. Older sister Emily with 12 points and 2 made threes tonight, bringing her 3-point total to 35 on the season. Then Izzy Hartman, third McDonald Lady Macs player in double digits with 10 points. But after that, Aubrey Dorn and Siegenthaler and Claire Ruff all with 8. Ruff had all 8 of hers in the second half. So again, 3 players in double digits and 3 within a basket of coming to double digits. 6 for Maddie Geisler. She knocked down 2 triples in the first half, and 3 for Kylie Jensen with a first half tray as well. We will step out for a quick 2-minute break, then we'll be back with those highlights as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show. Again, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Second half highlights coming up as McDonald rolls to a running clock victory, 71-23 over St. Croix Central. They move to 11-0 on the season. St. Croix Central drops to 5-6. We're back in 2 minutes. Our final break. And then those highlights here on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
Off the glass, carrot, and a foul of open arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Storff.
Oh, he scored! Gus Storff!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free mobile auto glass service, 2 heated bays, and a warm waiting room, from compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes. Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model. It's the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show here on WOGO Sports. Second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, first of our 2 days of Max and Lady Max basketball doubleheaders. It's been a lot of fun here on WOGO Sports Radio and Max TV. We'll take a listen to how the second half sounded as McDonald went to a running clock victory 71-23 over St. Croix Central. Your second half highlights here on WOGO Sports. As Caleb apparently is a little bit tired and needed to plug one more thing in. Let's one more shot here if I don't completely blow out my own ears. All right. Trying again. Emily Cooper against the 6'2". Rubis goes left side to the younger sister, Ella May, and Ella May goes right by her defender and a beautiful English kiss off the glass. To right side, Emily Cooper finds Hartman up top. Hartman between a couple defenders. Beautiful touch with the right hand as she gets to the rack and teardrops it in from 5 feet. 8 points for a contested catch there by Kofall. And Siegenthaler staying right with her. Kofall looking for some help, and Siegenthaler there takes it away. Siegenthaler, clear path to the basket, easy layup. Nicely done by the freshman. That 8 points for Siegenthaler, 49-9, McDonald.
That's her third.
Team's third here in the second half. McDonald's committed two infractions, 12:17 to go. Inbounds to Dorn. Dorn has good position and muscles one up and in for two over the top of Barker. From Elena Corney. Holding and finds her man, but taken away by Kendall Heffler. Heffler on the run, kick back out to Emily Cooper. Deep three, right wing, yes!
She's going to shoot him when she has the opportunity.
In transition, the three for Cooper. She has 10 points tonight and two triples. Brings her up to 35 made on the season. Pause for a moment, now working the dribble up top between the wheels. Right side, LMA Cooper, outside the arc. LMA puts it on the floor, hesitation dribble, little runner, goes glass and good. Friendly roll off the back rim, the shooter's touch for LMA Cooper. She continues her stellar play with 16 points. She has scored as many as St. Croix Central has. StelterIncorporated.com. Inbounds to Kenzie Anderson, and her pocket is picked by Siegenthaler, ends up in the arms of Aubrey Dorn. You've got your 6 foot center leading the break, going coast to coast and scoring. Little hesitation, the shimmy, and right up for two. Aubrey Dorn knocking on the door, double digits.
Nobody picked her up.
For the freshman, Claire Ruff. 65-18, McDonald. Barker has her pocket picked by LMA Cooper. Push ahead to Ruff, freshman to freshman. Ruff hangs in the air and hits.
Very nice.
For McDonald in the calendar year 2023, tomorrow afternoon against Athens. Up top, Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass. Ruff going coast to coast. Scooping layup is good. Up top, that's Rozowski. Rozowski leaves it for Claire Ruff. Ruff across the foul line. Spins, looking for points. 7 and 8. Yes, a smooth shot from 8 feet out for Claire Ruff. She just, again, moves so well.
Yeah.
And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. WOGO Radio 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. As always, honored to be the play-by-play voices of your McDonald Max and Lady Max, and partner our audio with Max TV. Thank you to Val Knobloch and the crew for that fine broadcast. Many of you enjoying that, and we're looking forward to doing it again tomorrow, and a good day of basketball here. Again, I believe games started at noon for the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Just a well-run event, and again, Greg Misfelt and Alexis Lander and so many others that make this event happen to honor Denny and also to, again, just continue to raise the profile of McDonald basketball.
Yes, and again, I was going to mention, Caleb, at halftime of this game, they recognized the Laramie family that was sitting right up behind the scorer's table there. So they had quite a crew there. They had everybody. I think Denny's wife was there and some daughters were there, and a very good recognition there by Greg Misfelt. And again, what a huge honor it is to be having this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. He was. I can picture him right now, and you can too. He walked around this gym with his Santa hat on at this time of the year.
Yep.
He was all over the place. He was always wanted to be involved with McDonald's sports no matter what. So
Again, this is a great thing for Denny.
Yeah, again, Denny, assistant athletic director, and whether he had a title or not, he was always out there to help and to serve. And again, it says here on the program, and we know this, whether it says that or not, he loved being around the kids, loved being around the students, loved being around the athletes and the families, the coaches. He, again, was there to help so many times. He was the one with the dust mop, making sure the floor was squeaky clean. He started the softball program here at McDonald, two stints as basketball coach as well. And again, first teaching job was at Notre Dame, the former McDonald High School. But as it says here in the program, that he was visible at so many athletic events. Yeah, he was everywhere.
he was
everywhere. And again, I was just honored to call Denny a friend, too, as I began broadcasting here and was welcomed into this McDonald family. And goodness, being at the station 14 and a half years now and broadcasting McDonald sports for almost that long as well, too. It's just an honor to be part of that, and I'm honored to have known a man like Denny Laramie.
Yes, it is. It's a great I'm glad they started it, this holiday classic, so.
Well, looking ahead to day two, again, of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, it'll be two games against Athens for your McDonald Lady Macs and Macs. So this time we'll flip-flop, and the Lady Macs will play first. So they'll have a pretty quick turnaround, as Coach Cooper mentioned. That will be an approximate 3:10 start if everything's running on schedule, as it did today. 3:10 start for McDonald Lady Macs and our Wogo and Max TV broadcast, 3:10 p.m. tomorrow afternoon for Matinee Macs Basketball. And then the nightcap tomorrow night, approximate start of 6:40, as the McDonald Macs boys again. And playing in the winner's bracket, they will take on Athens, who also got the victory earlier today. So that'll be approximately 6:40 tomorrow evening, again, here on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We'll get a podcast of this one up as we can, probably in the next couple hours or so here, so you can hear it again or share it with others who might not have been able to tune into the broadcast. And we'll look forward to being right back here tomorrow afternoon, Mark Maloney. And as always, thank you for joining me and giving your time, your day. It's a lot of fun to be able to watch McDonald basketball, and just a lot to be excited about. Seems like we say that every game. But both of these teams, the boys and the girls side, again, just a lot of trends in very good directions.
Yes, I mean, both very well-coached teams, great athletes, great kids. So, it's always fun doing the McDonald girls and boys basketball. So I'm kind of, excited here. This has been a great day today, and tomorrow's going to be even better.
Well, thank you to, again, Sam Aberle, our producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley, as he pulled double duty with this doubleheader as well. So thank you for holding in there for us, Sam. Thank you, as always, to every single advertiser you hear in these broadcasts that make it possible for us to do what we do. For Val Knobloch as well, Max TV, we appreciate his efforts in that fine broadcast. And for Mark Maloney, I am Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your scores here in our Max and Lady Max doubleheader: the McDonald Max defeating Lady Smith 52-43, and then in our title card matchup here tonight, it's the McDonald Central Lady Max 71, the St. Croix Central Panthers 23. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from McDonald. We'll see you tomorrow here on WOGO.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.